So as Sam said, I'm a pastor at Believers Church in Hannibal, Missouri, and I'm really excited for you all to be here today for this topic, because I think it's an extremely important topic in the life of the church. I can say, and I just shared this with somebody in the lobby earlier, with 100% confidence that if I was the pastor of Believers Church instead of one of the pastors, or the elders of Believers Church instead of one of the elders, that I would not still be a pastor. Those men, being part of a plurality of elders, being part of an elder team, they make me a better follower of Jesus, a better husband, a better father, and a better pastor. And I could not do what I do without them. And so I'm excited to talk to you about elders this morning. And so I have 8 minutes to tell you everything the Bible says about elders. And so I'm just going to talk really fast. We're going to read every passage. We're going to cover everything, but not really. Really, my goal is to do two things this morning. Number one is to show you that there's three words in the New Testament that are used interchangeably to talk about the office of elder. Those words are elder, pastor, and overseer. And so we're going to walk through some passages where we see that those words are used interchangeably. And then the second goal I have is to show you that the most consistent pattern in the New Testament is for local churches to be governed by a plurality of elders. And what I mean by that is multiple elders in each local church. And when I say that second goal, to show you that most churches are governed by a plurality of elders, it's not to say that if you're in a church that's only governed by one elder, that your church is unbiblical. I'm not going to make that case. Instead, what I'm saying is that the most consistent pattern in the New Testament is for churches to have a plurality of elders. So we want, as churches, to match that. So the first thing, these interchangeably words. In the New Testament, there's three Greek words, and I think we have a slide here that shows these words. The first one is presbyteros, which means elder. The second one is episkopos, which means overseer. The third one is poimen, which means pastor or shepherd. And I put those words up there not just to say, oh, look, here's some fancy Greek words, but to show you that I'm not just making this stuff up. These words are in the New Testament. You can look them up. You can study them. You can see how they're used. And the reason why I want to do that is because I'm not going to take us to every passage. I'm going to take us to some passages. There are more passages that you should study on your own. So these words are used interchangeably. And so first we're going to look at the word pastor. Ephesians 4:11 says, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers. So poimen, that word for pastor, is the word that's translated as shepherd here in Ephesians 4:11. In other translations, it uses the word pastor. This is the only place in the New Testament where the word pastor is used as a noun, which is kind of crazy when you think about how often we use that word in our churches. But this is the only place it's used as a noun in the New Testament. But its verbal form is used in Acts 20:28. This is where Paul calls the elders of Ephesus to him to address them. And this is what he says. He says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. So the phrase here in Acts 20:28, to care for, could also be translated as to pastor or to shepherd the flock. It's the verb that's related to the noun that we see in Ephesians 4:11 that's translated as shepherd or pastor. So Paul calls the elders of Ephesus to himself, and he tells them to shepherd, to pastor the flock at Ephesus. You probably also noticed when we read Acts 20:28 that the word overseer is used there. Again, Paul is speaking to the elders of Ephesus. He tells them to care for, to pastor, to shepherd the flock. He also tells them to be overseers, that the Holy Spirit has made them overseers. So we see these three words working together in Acts 20:28 to talk about the same office. The next passage I want to look at is 1 Peter 5:2. Peter says, so I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and as a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly. So Paul, or Peter here, tells the elders to shepherd or pastor the flock. He's using these words interchangeably to tell the same group of people to do these things. He also tells them to exercise oversight. That's the verbal form of that word we looked at earlier for overseer. So he is telling this one group of people to do these three jobs. Titus 1:5, Paul says, this is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. If anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife and his children are believers and not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination, For an overseer, as God's steward, must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain. Paul tells Titus here that he left him in Crete because he wants him to appoint elders in every town. And then later he gives qualifications for what those elders should do, for the kind of men they should be. And he says that as an overseer, they should be above reproach. So he's appointing elders, and he says one of the things that they will do is they will be an overseer. So he's using these two words here in Titus 1:5 interchangeably. There are other passages we could go to, but I think you get the point here that these three words, elder, pastor, and overseer, are used interchangeably in the New Testament. They're used as synonyms to talk about the same office. So an elder is an overseer is a pastor, and a pastor is an elder. So the next thing that we need to see is that the pattern for this office is that it functions in plurality. There are multiple elders in each local church. So the first place we're going to go is Acts 14:23. It says, "And when they had appointed elders for them in every church with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed." So they are here appointing multiple elders in every church. Acts 20:17. "Now from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him." So Paul calls multiple elders from one church in Ephesus. There are multiple elders in the church of Ephesus. Titus 1:5. We just read this. "This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order and appoint elders, plural, in every town as I directed you." So Paul wants Titus to go out to visit every town, to visit all the churches in those towns, and to appoint multiple elders in each church. The next one is James 5:14. He says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." So if somebody's sick, they're supposed to call a group of elders from their church to come pray for them. Listen to this quote from Wayne Grudem on this passage. He says, "This is a significant statement because the Epistle of James is a general letter written to many churches, all the believers scattered abroad, whom James characterizes as the 12 tribes in the dispersion. It indicates that James expected that there would be elders in every New Testament church to which his general epistle went. That is, in all the churches in existence at that time." So James, as he's telling the people who are sick in their church to call multiple elders, he's putting out there for all believers. So every church in existence at the time, he's assuming that those people in those churches will have multiple elders governing them that can come and pray for them. 1 Peter 1:5-2. "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and as a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock." Like James, 1 Peter is a general epistle written to dozens of churches in Asia Minor. And like James, Peter assumes that the people in those churches are going to have multiple elders, a plurality of elders, a team of elders governing them. And so these passages show that the consistent pattern throughout the New Testament is that local churches, single local churches, are governed by a plurality of elders. And so what we see in Scripture is two things. First thing is we see that there are these three words that talk about this one office: elder, pastor, overseer. So an elder is an overseer. An overseer is a pastor. A pastor is an elder. And within each local church, there are multiple pastors, multiple elders, multiple overseers who are leading and governing and caring for and shepherding these flocks. This is what we see in the New Testament when we think about and consider what elders are and how they function over the church. Thank you for your time.